Fast Forward Productions, The Women Are Speaking. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the One Broke Actress podcast, an honest account of actor life plus a few lessons I learned in the process. I am your host, Sam Valentine, and today is the final episode of our April series about resetting yourself and your goals and your year of 2024. Man, I hope you guys have been listening to these, or else this episode is going to have no context whatsoever. If you have been with us on this series, we have covered 3 weeks worth of content to help you get yourself set in order to evaluate what happened in this year thus far and where you want to go with the rest of the year. Now, the best and worst part about our job as actors is that shit can change at any point in time. Any day. It could be great or it could be awful. And we kind of have to be okay with the ebb and flow of this. So that is why we are doing this series right now, because this year looked really different for a lot of you than we thought it would. And I say you, but I mean me just as much as you. So if you have not, please go back and listen to the first couple episodes, because we are getting straight into it today to round out the April series. So taking everything we reviewed and went over in the first few weeks of the series, we are now going to put these discoveries and thoughts into plans for the next few months, years, however you need to work it for you. And here is an equation for us to follow. Ready? Number one, what we accomplished and enjoyed so far this year, plus the focus and vibe of 2024 up until now, whether it was forced upon you or you chose it, plus the desires we can mine from our ideal morning exercise that we did last week. And this equals how we set ourselves up for the next 3 months and beyond. So taking this whole equation, we are going to take our original categories from week one, and we are going to pick one area of focus for at least the next 3 months. A reminder, our categories are health, finances, career, mindset, relationships, and the spiritual realm. I combine mindset and spiritual realm, personal choice. You are going to pick just one of those to focus on. And I think some of you are like, but I had so many ideas after what we just went through. I totally get it. But we are going to dig into what and how would make us feel the way we felt when we did that ideal morning exercise in just one area. And then we are going to make a list of steps of how we accomplish that and make it executable. And we're going to put that into your schedule, timeline, habits, whatever works for you. And then the last part is that we are going to take the remaining categories that are not your main focus, and we are going to make goals that support that number one focus. Now, I just got off the April goal setting call with the membership. And inside of the membership, we have a pretty tight-knit group. And one of the things we do every 3 months is these goal setting calls. And this is a big portion of that call, picking one area to focus on for a few months at a time. And I know we've covered leaps and bounds in the past couple of weeks of podcasts and videos and emails, but this is where we really get to hone in and get specific, because you hear people talk about things all of the time, but how often do you actually execute on them? That's what we're getting into today. I think implementing the work and putting it into place is so much harder than just talking about it. So here is my answer to this and what I have learned so far. And this is where I make like general promises to the universe that I'm super worried about making, because what if you guys call me on my shit later? What if I'm not sticking to this? What if I get caught being too much of one thing and not enough of the other? I don't know. We're going to see how this goes, but I am putting myself fully out there for this last April email. So my equation, firstly, what I accomplished in all the areas in 2024 when I collected all of my victories and goals, which is the first April episode. There was a ton of business work and accomplishments and setups and plans made for those couple of months and the rest of the year, and a lot of things into action to mostly make sure that my contractors inside of my business, who will one day hopefully be employees, are all appropriately paid. Next question. What got the most of my physical time and energy so far this year? Career, mostly my businesses. Part two of that question, what got the most of my mental energy? Lack in acting, aka trust in myself and the work I've put in for the past 13 years. Oof, so brave to say these things out loud. Third question, what came out in my ideal morning exercise? A lot. but especially simplicity has huge value for me. In my perfect day, I had a slow roll and I was only focusing on a few things at a time and I was giving away the other things. That was my big takeaway from doing that whole exercise. I'm pretty sure I can start doing that now. So now I have to pick one big focus for the next few months out of the categories health, finance, career, mindset, relationships. And mine is going to be mindset. And here's why. I have never truly trusted the metaphorical house I built that is my career in Los Angeles. I do a shit ton of work to maintain it. I have great and relevant training. I have a community. I have mentors. I am constantly, either accidentally or on purpose, putting myself in educational and learning scenarios. To be honest, like the word lifelong student should just be tattooed on my inner thigh at this point. I built a life around getting to be submersed in the business as well is the craft, and that is so freaking cool, but I don't trust it. I am always doing that thing that I know that a lot of you do too, where I question myself and my choices. We play back that tape in our head and we analyze and we edit and compare. And honestly, the tape is just worn the fuck out. Some of you have never even like held a tape. Let go of the tape. If I got really serious about my mindset and I dismantled all of these thoughts that take up time and space questioning, what else would I make room for? Clearly, I have evidence that things I am doing are working. And if I need to pivot, God knows I can Ross Geller the shit out of that proverbial couch. This gives me a little mental space to do a little less, or at least panic about less, which if we're being honest, that's what most of us are doing at various times throughout the day, week, month, or even your year. There you go. Two friends references, one episode. You're welcome. Now comes the hard part that I don't want to do, but thank God I already started talking about this, so I have to finish my sentences here, and I have no choice but to say this. I have to find a way to legitimize and implement this mindset work because I've done this in the past and I didn't follow up, okay? And if you're someone who's picked like finances or health or something, the list of steps that you make for your goals might be easier to break down. But this one is most definitely, in my opinion, the hardest because it's a little woo-woo. It's a little like untangible, but I'm going to try and make it tangible because what I need is space and to be present. I need to feel creative and I need to feel joyful and I need to trust and know that epic things are happening. Here is what I came up with to break this focus of mindset down into specific goals. I am only allowed to have 3 things to do in a day outside of the things that are on my calendar I already have to attend. And I know that this sounds super privileged. And those of you with like children or dependents of any kind, you're like, fuck off. And I get it. But this is where I'm at in my life right now. I am not a brain surgeon. No one is bleeding out on my table if a podcast episode goes out late. And almost anything worth doing is done way better for me if I am not stacked to the gills. This podcast right now that I am recording / YouTube video / email is a perfect example. One of my dogs just threw up. Isn't it fun in here? But no, this is truly a perfect example because I could have done 10,000 things today, but getting this podcast recorded was absolutely one of the 3 things on my list. And when I finish this, I will be done with that list. If I want to do more stuff, cool, but I have experienced the feeling of accomplishment and trust in myself with only having 3 things and doing them all really, really well. There's going to be days when I break this rule. Okay. It's absolutely going to happen. I already know it. But if I call it a rule and I try to stick with it, it will help me not break it as often. So that is my rule 1. I am allowed to have 3 things to do in a day outside of the things on the calendar that I already have to attend to. Let's see how this goes. Goal 2. I have to spend time alone every single day without my phone or my dogs or another person. Unless, caveat, my phone is playing a meditation. That's the step out here. It can be a walk or it can be a sit or a lay, but it has to be solo and it cannot be work. and I cannot film it for content. And it can be as little as 15 minutes if that's what I have. And I will spend that time being really present in, this is the hard part for me, in the amazingness that is already unfolding. I got this from Stacey Saladkin, aka Beth Stein Agency, because we had lunch the other week and she was being so kind and she told me, you have everything you need. Ah, I don't know why this makes me want to cry. She said, you have everything you need to get where you want to go. We just have to shift your energy. And she said that nature abhors a vacuum, so I need to create a vacuum so nature can fill it. This basically means like energy, the world, whatever mysticism, God, mind, whatever you live in, will create amazing stuff if I give myself more open time. And this is scary. This is really scary for me because I often think that my edge is getting shit done. I often think the reason that I get further, faster, stronger, better, whatever the words to that song are, because I am working harder and doing more. And I don't think that's the truth. I don't know if it ever was, but I don't think it is anymore. I think I need to really give myself time to be present and take stuff in and be excited and feel the vibes now. So that's where we're going. That's something we're working on. And this might be more than a 3-month goal, but we're starting small. That's where we're putting it. Listen, I'm not an acting coach. I don't intend to be one, but something I have always enjoyed helping actors with is figuring out their work-life balance, because I don't actually believe balance exists. That's my two cents, and helping to craft their schedule and use their time wisely. I like doing this so much, in fact, that I built an entire course around it called What to Do When You're Not Working. This is the class that I wish I would have had when I was much younger in this career, and or maybe a couple of years ago when I was not working. This is the time between audition spurts, between bookings, between jobs, where you're not really sure what to do next. And you feel like, did I have mojo and lose it? Am I not on the right track? What am I doing with my time? I built this class specifically for myself when I was a younger actor. And for the month of April, because we are so focused on sharing content and really doing things around building out your own life and making your own life choices that work for you, I wanted to give you a discount on the class. The class is evergreen, meaning you can get it online and take it on your own time. And it is split up into 4 separate sections: acceptance and appreciation, using your time wisely, homework, and reflect, rinse, and repeat. Each is created to be accessible at any point in your career and give you tangible homework as well as mindset lessons to make downtime not only tolerable, but actually enjoyable and useful. Like I said, it's evergreen, so you can do it on your own schedule. It's all available online, so you can binge the class all at once, or you can slowly absorb it over time, which is my preference personally. And it comes with the What to Do When You're Not Working workbook, which is a 36-page follow-along workbook with takeaways and tips to implement your own goal setting, scheduling, and nail down exactly how you want to feel and what you want to do with your time. For the month of April, please, please, please do not buy this class without using this code. Use the code APRIL50 to save $50 off the class. There is 2 separate payments method. You can pay all at once or you can split into 2, whatever you need for your finances. But APRIL50 will save you $50 off the course. Do not buy it without the discount code. Okay, let's get back to the podcast. And lastly, anything I focus on in all of my other categories has to support me having a clean, clear, and simplified mindset. So this means no big new epic projects. One Broke Actress will not be creating a new class. She might be revising an old one. Working Actor Workshop. Keep an eye out for that. What to Do When You're Not Working. There's a discount code actually in the show notes. But no new stuff. Everything that exists right now in Fast Forward, in One Broke Actress, in my acting career is all working. All the pieces are there. Everything's great. I just have to trust that I am doing the right things at the right time and not try and fuck with it. And I am not making any huge goals outside of this one goal. So while there are other areas, I'm going to mention them to you but the goals I made for each of them have to do with supporting this goal. And this is the part you have to do too. So for health, I'm going to use my wall calendar. I'm looking at it right now. I'll put a picture of it on my Instagram. I am going to use it with my colored sticky notes that really make me happy so I can get the visual validation that I am doing the things I need to be doing. For example, every once in a while, my food workout demons come back for a visit and I have to remind myself that I really do a lot for myself already and I'm good. And it's not about a week, it's about a year. On my year calendar, I have green stickies that say, every time I did something for my mind or body that was really good. This way, I can give myself less stress because I have a visual, what's the word I'm looking for? Enactment, a visual cue, if you will, of exactly what I have accomplished. So that is my number one and only health goal. In relationships, I'm going to take time to explain to my closest friends and family what the fuck I mean by setting up my mindset to be first and foremost. For example, I often get self-conscious when I am not being busy because I have a weird, sneaky suspicion inside my body sometimes that maybe somebody thinks I don't really do much for a job. Or I am just a girl who's online or records the sound of her own voice. But if I bring people like my husband, who witnesses me every single day working from home, in on this conversation, he can support me, which means most importantly, I will not judge myself for not trying to make my schedule busy to appear better to others. Finances. I have a new budget app that I'm really excited about. And it relieves a lot of stress for me. I'm going to test it out and I'm going to keep testing it over the next few months. And if I continue to use it and it continues to work for me, then I will tell you about it. But until I feel like it's actually stacking up, I don't want to be like, I just signed up for this a week ago and it's great. And then in a year, I'm not using it. So TBD. But if I can stay on top of that, it's another visual reminder that this area is fine. We don't need to stress. We can trust the work you put in ahead of time. So it's almost like another version of the wall calendar. And in career, okay, this is a hard place to let go of because I constantly see tons of ways to up level and change and get better at things and make more money and whatever. But instead, I am actually going to do the thing I know I need to do in order to keep my mindset as the main focus. And that is that I am not going to set a single career goal. I already have some amazing acting classes that I lined up in January, which, by the way, I will be doing a Patreon and Apple bonus podcast after each class. If you want to hear more about those, check those out. My reps are all in communication and in flow with me, and I am open right now to taking manager meetings, but I'm not pursuing them just yet. I am trusting all of the work I'm doing and all of the people I have brought on to do the work with me just for 3 months. I can't promise past that, but just for 3 months, you guys, you have to hold me to it. And in terms of One Broke Actress and fast forward, my other sections of my career, I have some awesome creatives who are running the back end of both businesses. And as I learned in my ideal morning exercise, the more responsibilities I give them, the better off everything is when I pay them appropriately for it. So my only true goal is to keep them flowing exactly as they are and keep paying my bills and theirs. Once again, trusting in all of the work and all of the setup. Okay, that's it. That's what I'm doing, trusting in the work. Does this mean that I am sleepwalking through the next 3 months and calling it being present? No, that sounds nice, but awful. I function in inertia, but there is enough flow in my day-to-day afterlife to push me forward. And I want to see what happens when I don't try to force it along so much. I don't know. Let's see. Okay, now it's your turn. Now you go pick a focus area and you support it with others. It probably won't look like mine. And honestly, it shouldn't because this is so just delightfully personal. And I made the scary choice to share it with you along the way, but you don't have to share it if you don't want to. If you do want to share it, if you're listening to this in the podcast, please drop me a line on Instagram. If you are reading it on Instagram, respond back to us in a DM. If you are watching it on YouTube, tell me in the comments what your area of focus is. And while you're there, click the subscribe button, please. However you are ingesting this content, I want to be a part of this journey with you if you choose to share it. And you know I'm going to check in on this because God knows I cannot keep this mouth shut for very long at all. And if I'm going to be present, I'm definitely going to talk while I'm doing it. I hope you guys enjoyed this April series. It has really helped me get realigned and say the quiet parts out loud. And I trust that you guys will get as much from this as I did. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you next week.